Good morning. We're going to continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shara Bitachon. But in order to perhaps introduce today's element, I want to tell you a quick story. It's a story that took place right here in this room, and it took place last week. I work with an individual through the computer who was very, very, very concerned about whether he was able to be a Baal Bitachon. Now, he has a personal dilemma as to whether God exists. And it's not a philosophical challenge, but rather a obsessive one. And he realizes that. So last week he was arguing with me, trying to figure out whether and how he should deal with these thoughts in his mind that perhaps God doesn't exist. This is especially frustrating to him when he sees people who are intellectually, in his mind, superior people, people who are supposedly otherwise intact, but are arguing that they are indeed atheists. And this drives him completely nuts, because how is he supposed to deal with that? He doesn't want to be an atheist, but how can intellectually gifted people be in that situation? So one of the things I told him is that you have to understand, in the real world, you have a right to choose. And he thought that was the, he's a little bit more from a right-wing community than I, and he thought I was completely off the wall till I showed him that it's a pasuk in Chumash. And the author of the Chovos HaLevavos literally at this point in time speaks to that dilemma. He says, you have to understand, until now we've talked about kamino bitachon, the idea that where I fit into a community, there are times where there are bitachon challenges that come up in terms of my dealing with people who are above me, below me, people depending on me, when I'm alone, surrounded by people who are not alone, when I'm not alone, surrounded by people who are alone, all of those things we've discussed. But there are certain aspects of bitachon that are very much a personal practice. Are you going to be Shomer Shabbos? Are you going to keep Yontif? Are you going to daven? Are you going to sit in a sukkah, a lulav, where tzitzis? These are personal issues. It doesn't affect anybody else. And so therefore, a person needs to understand that when we are looking at the way we daven, when we look at the way we choose to perform mitzvos, a person has to understand, he or she needs to ask, just frankly, what does God want from me, and what do I want to do about it? Right, and so the author of the Chovos HaLevavos says, if you really want to perform mitzvos properly, if you really want to be able to recognize the relationship of mitzvos, so then what you need to do, and this is what I told the fellow last week, you need to understand mitzvos contain three parts. What are the three parts? That when I approach a particular mitzvah, I first need to understand that there's a bechira element, there's a choice. I need to take the choice and choose for myself that what? That I am going to do the mitzvah. Then I'm going to say, I confirm for myself. There needs to be a confirmation. So I know the first thing is the recognition that there are two choices here. So the Torah says, Re'e nasati lefanecha hayom, esachayim, esatov, esamavis, esara. The first thing you have to know in life is that you have the choice. You can choose this way, and you can choose that way. However, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos goes one step further, and he says, you need to choose and come to a full-fledged confirmation in your mind exactly where you're going to do. Are you going to do the mitzvah? Are you going to do the avera? So there's an awareness of a choice, and then there's an agreement and a decision that I'm going to actually follow through. Those two are mindful activities, followed by the third step, which is actually getting up and doing it. Or as Nike says, just do it. But if you don't realize the personal choice, and you don't realize that there are two sides, that's a critical error here, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos. May I add that that was the crucial error of the individual I was working with last week, because that person could not accept that there's a personal choice in mitzvos, but rather there's a right way and a wrong way. There is right and wrong. That's not the issue. But the issue is, you don't choose it based on everybody else. You choose it based on what you understand. A God, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, already gave us his perspective. He already gave it to us in the Torah. Re'ei nasati lefanecha. I gave it. I set it up for you. Now it's your job to pick it up. It's your job to go ahead and choose it. Uvacharta b'chayim. You don't need to say, I'm waiting for a sign from God to know what to do. God gave us that sign in the year 2448. He told us to go ahead and proceed in a certain direction. And so therefore, the only thing that is not in our hands is step number three in the process, the get up and doing it. Once you decide you want to do something, you got to just follow through. That needs a little bit of extra help. It's over there that you have siyata dishmaya. I want to wear tefillin. God has to give me the ability to purchase the right pair. I want to be able to be Shomer Shabbos. God should give me the opportunity to do so and not have any emergencies that come up whereby I might have a challenge to the way I'm supposed to proceed. That God gave me the opportunity to daven, right? I decided I want to speak to him. God has to give me the chance to make sure my cell phone, which was supposed to be turned off, should not ring and ruin my opportunity to converse with him. God gave me his understanding that he wants me to daven. It's my responsibility to grab that opportunity. And hopefully, at some point, he will help me make sure that I can find a couple of moments out of my day to carve out time to speak with him. Even if he does not, and it doesn't work out, and I did have the right intentions, machshava tova, when you've come to the right understanding, say Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf Lamaisa, there God can help you bring it to completion. If we try to make it our business to work on steps one and two, to look at the understanding of Emuna, and the understanding that Hashem is the one who's controlling steps one and two, then Be'ezus Hashem, when we get the opportunities for three, we'll see that he brings us out to an opportunity to complete those mitzvahs as well, making sure that our days are filled with Torah, with mitzvah, with purpose, and with meaning. Have a lovely, terrific day.